Hey there, survival savvy listeners. Welcome to the emergency shelter setup episode of Prepper Patty, where we dig into all things preparedness with a healthy dose of humor. I'm your host, Prepper Patty, here to help you navigate the wild world of emergency readiness with a few laughs along the way. So grab your gear and get ready to hunker down, because today we're diving into all things shelter related. Let's get started. Now that we've got our emergency shelter supplies, it's time to find the perfect spot to set up camp. But wait, before you start blazing a trail through the wilderness, let's talk about location. Remember, just like in real estate, it's all about location, location, location. First, keep an eye out for high ground. We don't want to wake up in the middle of a downpour just to find ourselves sleeping in a puddle. Plus, the view from up there? Spectacular. It's like your own private penthouse in the great outdoors. Next, think about wind direction. We're not trying to recreate the Wizard of Oz here, so let's avoid setting up in the path of a potential tornado. And trust me, you don't want to be mistaken for a modern-day Dorothy. And hey, let's not forget about privacy. If you're trying to catch some Z's, the last thing you want is an audience of curious woodland critters. So pick a spot that's tucked away from prying eyes. It's like choosing a premium camping spot with a do not disturb sign already hanging on the tree. Lastly, the golden rule of location hunting: leave no trace. We're all about enjoying the great outdoors, but let's be responsible about it. So, no deforestation for your makeshift shelter, okay? So, there you have it. When setting up your emergency shelter, remember to pick a spot that's high and dry, away from any potential tornado pathways, with a dash of privacy, and always leave no trace. Happy camping, folks. All right, so you're out in the wild and need to set up an emergency shelter. Don't worry, I've got your back with a step-by-step guide to creating your very own temporary paradise. First things first, find a suitable location. Keep an eye out for any low-lying areas that could turn into a soggy mess during a sudden downpour. We don't want to wake up floating away, do we? Next up, gather your materials. Look for branches, leaves, and anything else you can find to create a sturdy structure. If you happen to have a tarp or some plastic sheeting, that's a bonus. We're aiming for protection, not a makeshift spa. Now let's get to building. Start by propping up a sturdy branch in the center, and then lean your smaller branches against it to create a frame. Think of it like building a cozy little nest, but without the bird feathers. Once your frame is set, start layering on your natural insulation. Thin twigs and leaves can provide some extra padding, and if you're lucky, you might find some soft moss to really up the comfort level. It's like creating a fancy bedding ensemble, but in the great outdoors. Finally, if you have a tarp or plastic sheeting, drape it over your frame to create a waterproof barrier. Just think of it as your very own outdoor bubble, minus the bubble bath and scented candles. And there you have it, your very own emergency shelter set up and ready to go. Now, take a moment to admire your handiwork and give yourself a well-deserved pat on the back. You're officially a temporary home building pro. All right, let's talk about what you should have on hand for setting up a quick emergency shelter. First off, no, this is not a DIY project where you grab a couple of sticks and a tarp and call it a day. We're talking about being prepared with the right gear. Now, in ideal situations, you'll be setting your emergency shelter up when it's nice and sunny outside, birds are chirping, and everything is just peachy. But let's be real, emergencies don't exactly schedule themselves around perfect weather, so it's crucial to have the right tools ready to go. So, what's in our emergency shelter kit? Well, first and foremost, let's start with a sturdy, weather-resistant tarp. None of that flimsy, I'll fly away at the first sign of wind tarp nonsense. We're talking about the kind of tarp that can handle whatever Mother Nature throws its way. And hey, if you're feeling fancy, you can even throw in some heavy-duty rope or bungee cords to secure that bad boy down. Next up, a multi-tool is your best friend. We're not expecting you to MacGyver your way out of a disaster situation, but having a reliable multi-tool can definitely make life a whole lot easier. From cutting to unscrewing to popping open a can of beans, hey, you've got to eat, right? A good multi-tool has your back. Speaking of grub, don't forget to stash some non-perishable food and water. We're not talking about packing a 5-course meal here, just some easy-to-open, calorie-dense snacks and enough water to keep you hydrated. And for the love of all that's good, toss in a can opener. You don't want to be staring at a can of beans with no way to open it. That's just cruel. And last but not least, a reliable flashlight. Because let's face it, when the sun goes down, you'll want to see more than just the stars. A good, sturdy flashlight can help you navigate your makeshift shelter and keep any shadowy figures at bay. Just kidding, maybe. So there you have it, folks. With a sturdy tarp, multi-tool, non-perishable snacks and water, and a trusty flashlight, you'll be in good shape to set up your emergency shelter like a pro. Just remember, preparedness is key, and a little bit of humor can go a long way in even the most serious situations. All right, so you found yourself in the midst of an impromptu camping trip, thanks to the universe throwing a little natural disaster your way. Now that you've set up your emergency shelter, it's time to focus on staying safe and comfortable. Here are a few survival tips to help you make the best of this unexpected adventure. First things first, make sure you've got some food and water stocked up. I mean, it wouldn't be a real camping trip without some snacks, right? Set up a little pantry in your shelter with non-perishable items like canned goods, granola bars, and maybe a bag of marshmallows for some impromptu s'mores sessions. And don't forget to stay hydrated. It's important to be both prepared and well-fed during your unintentional wilderness adventure. Next, let's talk about bedding. Now, I'm all for roughing it, but that doesn't mean you have to sleep on cold, hard ground. If you manage to grab a few blankets or sleeping bags on your way out, go ahead and make yourself a cozy little nest. And hey, if you're feeling extra resourceful, maybe even fashion yourself a makeshift pillow out of some spare clothes. And last but certainly not least, let's tackle the entertainment factor. I'm sure staring at the inside of your emergency shelter walls for days on end isn't exactly your idea of a good time. So, if you were able to snatch up a deck of cards or a favorite book before the storm hit, make sure to keep those handy for some much-needed entertainment. So, remember, while the situation may not be ideal, there's no harm in trying to make the best of things. With a little creativity and a sense of humor, you might just find yourself enjoying this unexpected camping trip after all. Stay safe out there, adventurers. Wow, what a whirlwind of information we've covered today on emergency shelter setup. Hopefully you've all taken notes, or better yet, recorded this episode for future reference. Prepper Patty has shared some fantastic insights and tips that will undoubtedly come in handy when setting up your emergency shelter. Remember, it's not just about surviving, it's about thriving during an unexpected situation. So make sure you've got all your essentials, from the trusty duct tape to a secret stash of your favorite snacks, because who wants to survive on bland canned goods alone? As we wrap up today's episode, let's give a big thank you to Prepper Patty for enlightening us with her invaluable knowledge. And to all our listeners out there, stay safe, stay prepared, and keep that sense of humor intact. After all, laughter might just be the best emergency shelter setup of all. Till next time, stay safe and prepared, and always remember, being prepared doesn't mean you can't have fun doing it. Goodbye for now, folks.